Harry! Oh, Harry! I tried to tell you at breakfast, but I couldn't say it in front of Percy. It was me, Harry. But I swear I didn't mean to. Riddle made me. He took me over, and how did you kill that thing? Where's Riddle? The last thing I remember is him coming out of the diary.
It's all right, said Harry, holding up the diary and showing Ginny the fang hole. Riddle's finished. Look, him and the basilisk. Come on, Ginny, let's get out of here.
I'm going to be expelled,
Ginny wept as Harry helped her awkwardly to her feet.
I've looked forward to coming to Hogwarts ever since Bill came, and then now I'll have to leave, and what'll Mum and Dad say?
Fawkes was waiting for them, hovering in the chamber entrance. Harry urged Ginny forward. They stepped over the motionless coils of the dead basilisk, through the echoing gloom, and back into the tunnel. Harry heard the stone doors close behind them with a soft hiss. After a few moments' progress up the dark tunnel, a distant sound of slowly shifting rock reached Harry's ears. "Ron!" Harry yelled, speeding up. "Ginny's okay! I've got her!"